Morning is taken from the book of John, chapter 19, verses 25 through 27. 19, 25 through 27. Near the cross of Jesus stood his mother's sister, Mary, the wife of Clopas, and Mary Magdalene. When Jesus saw his mother there and the disciple whom he loved standing nearby, he said to his mother, "Dear woman, here is your son." And to the disciple, "Here is your mother." From that time on, this disciple took her into his home.
Well, it's good to see you this morning. All across the country today, flowers are sent, candy is offered, and people go home to see Mom. In the next few days, all across the country, families will travel to see their children and grandchildren, nieces and nephews graduate. What's the deal with family? What is it that makes it such a pull to us and so important to us? Well, you might have a lot of answers to that, but we have let's just see what the Bible says about it. In 2 Peter chapter 3, verse 9, the Bible tells us that God is not willing that any should perish. That means that he's going to do everything possible for everybody possible to be saved. So what did he do? Well, he sent his son to this earth to become a human being, to walk among us, to live a perfect life and to die on the cross, be raised from the dead and ascend into heaven, and he's coming back. So he sent his son so that we would not have to perish. He also gave us his holy word, the Bible. The Bible's fallen into a little bit of a little out of step now with the rest of the world, and many people don't look at it the way they should, but the Bible is the word of God, and it is a safety net for us. We can know when we're right with God by reading the Bible. We can know when we're not right with God by reading the Bible. He gave us the Bible so we would have somewhere an absolute certain base that we could go to and we'd know this is what's right. He also gave us the heavens. The writer of Psalms said, "The heavens declare the glory of God and the firmament shows his handiwork." So that a person who did not know his son and does not know his word could look in about at nature and at the universe and say, "There must be a God," and start their search. But God also gave us the family. It is designed by him, invented by him, and it stands as a great safety net for us so that we can go to heaven. If you were a June bug, it wouldn't really matter who your mother was, or a salmon, it wouldn't be too important about family. You'd hatch out and you'd start your life as if you had no past. But God made us to be born weak and small and needy. We can't walk, we can't talk, we can't feed ourselves or even defend ourselves. But during this time of nurturing and feeding and growing, we learn, or we can learn. And what we learn makes all the difference. I believe that God put the family on this earth so that we would have a better shot, a better opportunity, he's not willing that any should perish. And so we have the family as a sort of a last ditch effort to make sure that we are one with him forever. In the family, we learn some things, or can, or should, would be a better word. In Hebrews chapter 11, verse 6, it says that without faith, it's impossible to please God. Faith is found for many for the first time in our families. In Luke chapter 2, verse 19, when Mary was all of the stuff that was going on at his conception and his birth, it said that Mary treasured these things and pondered them in her heart. A little later in the same chapter, it said Mary and Joseph both marveled at what they were seeing and what they were thinking about. Now, we know that Mary had a lot to think about, but every young mother, every young father marvels at the opportunity and the responsibility that's been given to us by God to raise up children. To think about Mary to be raised, to given the opportunity to raise Jesus. When Herod began his threats, the angels didn't rescue Jesus and take him somewhere and hide him. They appeared to, even with angels involved, they appeared to his family and said, go to Egypt. It was up to this young couple to feed him, to teach him, to love him, and to protect him, and to ponder in their heart this great opportunity. In 1 Timothy chapter 2, verse 15, there's a strange verse. When it's talking about men and women and their relationship in the church, it says that women are saved through childbearing. It doesn't mean you can't be saved without bearing children, but he does tell us that it's part of God's plan to save the world, just like preaching, writing, shepherding, teaching, preaching, just like those things, that the home is ordained by God and placed here by God, and those people, especially mothers, have this opportunity. God wants people to be saved. God wants all people to be saved. The prophets wrote so that people would be saved. The preachers preached so that people would be saved. The apostles taught so that people would be saved. The elders shepherd, the church gives, and mothers raise babies so that children will come to know the Lord. The Bible tells us in Romans chapter 10, verse 17, that faith comes by hearing, and hearing by the word of God. And that is true. It's in the holy word of God. It's truth. But faith also comes by seeing faith demonstrated. In the home, we learn to pray, or should. In the home, we learn to sing. In the home, we learn to hear the word of God. In the Old Testament, they were told to, while you walk, while you sit, while you lay down, while you get up, while you're working, while you're playing, you teach the word of God. I remember one time when Kimberly was reading a Bible passage to the kids, and Pharaoh did something he shouldn't have done, and Ashley said, uh-oh. I remember one time when Ben was a little boy, and he was helping Honey wash the dishes, and he started singing, what can wash away my sins? Nothing but the blood of Jesus. I remember my daughters, when they were little, singing so the whole church could hear them, we shall see the King someday. Some of that they learned in Bible class, but most of it they learned in the home. Timothy's training did not begin when the great Apostle Paul took him into the Apostle Paul preacher's seminar. Timothy's training began in his home with his mother Eunice and his grandmother Lois. 2 Timothy chapter 1, verse 15. In home, we also learn about the honor of caring. At the beginning, we learn about God, we learn about authority, we learn about obedience, we learn about judgment, we learn about discipline, we learn about the holy word of God. But as we get older, we learn some other things, and we find that school is also in the home. We learn about honor, and we learn about caring. The Bible says in the Ten Commandments, honor your father and mother. You think about it. All the things that God could have told us, all of the rules that he could have made, when he boils it all down to 10 things, one of them was honor your father and mother. In the book of Ephesians chapter 6, Paul quotes these very words again. At this stage of our development, we have the opportunity not to learn the word of God and to learn discipline and those things. We should have already learned those. But we do learn about caring, and we do learn about honoring, and we do learn to look like Jesus in that way. We learn to model the way of God as we honor our parents, and we model this way of God before the little ones who are watching us. So at the same time, both things are happening, and they happen or should happen in the home. The truth is, you can be a Christian and have a lousy home. You can be a Christian and not even know anything about anything before you came to meet Jesus. But it'll be hard. It'll be difficult. You can be a Christian and have lousy parents. But it'd be hard. You can walk with one leg, but it's hard. You can get around without eyesight, but it's hard. You can live a Christian life and not have any of these safety nets around you, but it's hard. But if you can, and if you have a good family, be grateful. Thank the Lord right now that someone loved you and taught you and cared for you. In many ways, I'm better than my father because he was better than his father. In many ways, I know the Lord better than my mother did because she started me off, instead of as a grown woman learning about Christ, she started me off as a little boy teaching me about God. So if you have a good family, thank the Lord for that. Get on your knees and thank Him for the help that you've had. And if not, decide right now that I'm going to make what I've got at the place where I am, I'm going to make the best family I can make it. I'm going to do the best I can. I'm going to introduce the little ones to Jesus, and I'm going to teach them the Word of God, and I'm going to model Christian behavior to them, both to those who are older than me and those that are younger than me. If I don't have the family I ought to have, shame on me. I can make it better. I can make it better. Yes, you can. At whatever stage you're at in your life, you can honor God and you can obey His Word. And if you're not honoring God and obeying His Word, it's time to repent. It's time to decide today is the day that I come home to God. And maybe the family that you grew up with didn't model God to you. But thankfully, you have His Son that was sent to die for you. Thankfully, you have the universe that's shouting out to us every day, there is a God, He's awfully smart and powerful, and He's there waiting for us to find Him. You have His Word, which is inspired of God, and every word of it is profitable. And in this case, to make us better men, better fathers, better mothers, better sons and daughters. It can happen. If you haven't made it yet, this is the time. Repent and be the man or the woman or the boy or the girl that you should be. The thing is that one of the things we've lost in the last century is that we don't have that other net that should be there. God tells us that kings and government is there to help. It's there to punish the wrong and to encourage the right. It's there to push for the benefit of everybody. I don't know, I've never lived any other time but this, but I imagine there have been times when the government and the community and society actually helped us with our home and our family and our journey towards God. We don't have that now. In some places, a family is tolerated. In other places, it's ridiculed. In some places, it's actually opposed. but not with you. Joshua one time said, "As for me and my house, we will serve God." Do you make that decision right now? And if you need the prayers or anything from God, this is the time. Won't you come while we stand and sing?